Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Thomas Frank Carr. That's T. Frank to all of us. T. Frank, tell you what, another day, another shoe drops as far as players opting out of the bowl game. This week, it's Ellis Brooks decided he's opting out of the game and declaring for the draft. Your initial reaction to that announcement?
So, it's something we had definitely heard about and there have been some rumors of for the last, how long has it been since the end of the regular season? Almost a month now. So not a big surprise, for Penn State football fans that want to win the bowl game. It's a significant blow considering that your best run defender going up against the Arkansas team that runs the ball really well won't be there. But I don't think it's a major surprise for Brooks to opt out of the draft, given he wasn't at practice last Friday from the observations we had at practice. And, just again, some of the rumors we had heard, not a surprise, but obviously a blow for Penn State football's chances on January 1st. Oh, and by the way, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much. It is Christmas week. And I hope you're going to have a great one, T. Frank, as well as all our listeners. The thing also with Ellis Brooks opting out is this is at linebacker. This was not the deepest position to begin with, and now they're down two linebackers, Ellis Brooks and Brandon Smith. Before we get into any other players who might opt out, let's just talk about that linebacker position. What do they do now?
Well, young players are going to have to play, which I've been toying with the idea of why don't we just rebrand bowl games? If you're not in the college football playoff, this is a developmental game. And like, where it's not going to be a spring scrimmage. It's going to count. You're going to have a final score. The clock is going to run the whole time. You can't just stop and reset up scenarios and things like that. But you shift the marketing focus to the next generation of football players. So you're going to see Kobe King. You might see Tyler Elsden. Depending on redshirt status of some players and what Penn State wants to do, I don't know that you'll see Jamari Budden, but you will see some young football players. And to me, I'm interested to get a first look evaluation at some of those, especially linebackers, with Kobe King, a freshman who has been making strides all season long, even back into the spring, as far as he seemed like he had a fast clock of a guy that might be ready sooner and might leapfrog some guys on the depth chart. And we're going to find out, on January 1st. So I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing in the world for guys to opt out of the bowl game from an evaluation standpoint. But clearly you would like to have at least one of those guys play in this game. But from a draft stock perspective, I don't know that either of them needed to. And that's why they've opted out.
Well, before we get to the young guys, with Ellis Brooks, Brandon Smith, we've talked about it before. Brandon Smith is one of those freak athletes. Whether he played particularly well this last year at Penn State or not, somebody's going to take the chance on him probably after they see him at the combine and the numbers he puts up, correct?
Well, let's not sell him short as a football player as well. It's not just that he's a freak athlete. So there are some holes in his game, and they are, as a linebacker, I think that's when they become a little bit overt, and for traditional football fans, they are a bit of a problem. But he denies passes in coverage, and you don't always see those plays because he's in position and you're not throwing at him. So in those situations, he had a good year. He was a good coverage linebacker. He improved in the box as far as his ability to play through contact and to play traditional style linebacker, not in space. But it's a work in progress. And the thing is, do you do that in the NFL or do you do that at college? And his evaluation, as you pointed out correctly, now getting to the athletic side, is he's going to run well. He's going to test well. So then it just becomes what team thinks they can fix those things in his profile while developing him in the NFL. Because he's got all the tools you'd want, and that is going to be the part of his evaluation that is, I think, a huge benefit to him that is going to improve his draft stock. But truthfully, he's not as... I think he got a bad rap this year. And I was part of that of, wow, he's not playing well, and there were some situations in certain games where his weaknesses were exposed with defensive tackles that were not keeping their gaps. Not only were they not absorbing double teams, they were not keeping their gaps, which forced Brooks and Smith to correct for those things, and he just wasn't up to that task. So I think it's a more complex picture, and it's not as cut and dried as people think it is as far as his evaluation.
And you're right. As a fan, you watch these games and you see that missed tackle, or you see that, you know, where he whiffs or misplays it. Then on the other side, you see where he makes the hit but doesn't wrap. And those plays become obvious to the fan and really irks the fan base.
So it's the highlight plays. Like you remember the highlights and the lowlights. And that's not saying that you're wrong. Those are a part of the evaluation. But I think he was better down to down than the season-ending feeling of missing that tackle in the snow against Michigan State that extended the drive. So I was doing a bit of a draft project, you know, projecting both him and Ellis Brooks, and there are some plays he is very oblivious. There's some plays where he just doesn't, you know, you're supposed to attack with a certain shoulder on the certain side of the offensive lineman, and for a guy who's been doing this for 3 years now, he doesn't do that. And there are plays where he gets blocked out of his gap for no reason. And there are those plays, but that's what I'm saying is the NFL is going to say, we are going to fix that because you're full time a football player now, and we're going to pour significant time and resources into fixing that particular part of your game.
How about Ellis Brooks? He doesn't have the athleticism that Brandon Smith does, and he's now declaring for the draft. And I hear the different sides of this, where shouldn't he come back and he could put up
more
numbers or look better or become more...
He looks great on film. So that's the thing, is he looks great on film. And this is the question I pose to you, the person who thinks that. If you are athletically topped out and you have technically mastered your position, why are you staying? You are what you are. And just putting up more tackles just puts more... takes tread off the tire, and I don't think it really proves anything to the NFL that they don't already know. Again, I was watching the film today, and I think the speed element is true, and maybe he lacks some overt strength of a guy like Micah Parsons, who we've seen come out of Penn State, and he doesn't have the speed of a Brandon Smith, but it's not that he's a bad athlete. He has some subtle skills, some agility, some change of direction ability that are truly unique. His ability to dip under blocks and get back into the play is really good. His box instincts for everything that Brandon Smith isn't, Ellis Brooks is. So he is, I don't want to say mastered because there's always new things to learn, but he is an expert at run stuffing. And I think he improved enough in coverage as far as awareness and drop depth and ability to deny passes that he's a good football player. Now, is he limited? In the end, that's the combine will help determine that. I don't know that you want to put him in single coverage against anybody, but I don't think he's going to hurt your football team. So he's a complete football player ready to go.
And I guess what I look at sometimes, T. Frank, and you would think this isn't an accurate assessment, but I still believe this to be the case. I believe Jaquan Brisker a year ago was what he was today, okay? We knew he was a really good player. But by coming back this last year, he's become a star. He gets highlighted prior to every game. You hear the announcers talk about Jaquan Brisker. Brandon Smith, before each game, the announcers would talk about, when they talk about players on defense, linebackers, they always talk about Brandon Smith. They weren't talking about Ellis Brooks. And right. Does that have any influence on the draft? I think what it does is it makes more NFL teams aware of a player. And and I would think if Ellis Brooks came back, every game he'd be highlighted. Should that have any influence on NFL scouts? No. Do I think it does, though? Yeah, I do.
So Ellis Brooks is not going to be anything different next year, is my point. He's not going to make spectacular plays, even if the broadcast highlights him. You could make the case for Brandon Smith, but I would also make the case of, I've seen enough of Brandon Smith to know exactly what he is, and I think some of the mistakes are baked into his profile. So again, kind of a complete evaluation of Brandon Smith. Could he come back? And the point about Jaquan Brisker is fair, that he made significantly more plays in more situations this year. But he had the ability to, and I think that's the difference, is he was still developing as a safety. I don't know that either of these linebackers are particularly developing as far as coming out of their shell to be what they are. We all saw the potential of Brisker in 2020, but a shortened season, all of the other things that combined for him not being able to make as many plays in as many situations, I think that's a fair comparison, but not every guy is going to have that. And I don't think that Brooks, for playing 5 years at Penn State, being a redshirt senior on his clock, and Brandon Smith being a five-star athlete with some awareness issues, maybe you could say Brandon Smith changes. I just don't see it, because I've seen him do it enough times, time and time again, to see that it's kind of just there.
I always run up against the clock with you. Two really quick questions. What other players do you think might opt out? And you mentioned Kobe King at linebacker. I've been reading, if he plays, he burns his red shirt. Is that the case?
I have to go and double check. This is something we talked about yesterday when I was talking to somebody. He has 3 games in, so I believe he can still play. So I think he hasn't burned his red shirt if he plays. And then it would be Arnold Ebikidi and Jaquan Brisker and Jahan Dotson you'd be looking at. I would say Ebikidi would be the one I'm looking at first.
All right, very good. Those names make sense, and we'll be waiting for those announcements. They could be coming at any point, and I don't think any of us would be surprised if those players opt out, and it's pretty obvious where some of them with their draft status, don't blame them for doing that. All right, T. Frank, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two, everybody's favorite topic, the offensive line.
We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point's scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.